And speaking of you, Jim.
Yes.
In case you were speaking of you, were you? Each week at some time, not necessarily this time, we honor a town, village, or burg somewhere in the greater U.S. and arrange a map of the same. Here is Jim Packard with our Town of the Week.
The center of life in the northern Pioneer Valley of Massachusetts is the city of Greenfield. Located at the intersection of I-91 and the famous Mohawk Trail, the town's 18,000 residents live between the Connecticut, Deerfield, and Green Rivers at the foothills of the Berkshires. Greenfield is named for the Green River and is known for its quintessential American Main Street. Today, many of its historic downtown buildings are being turned into new storefronts and loft apartments. Greenfield is the seat of Franklin County and home to Greenfield Community College, the Pioneer Valley Symphony Orchestra, and the Franklin County Fair. In 2003, the city changed from a town governance to a city administration, making it the youngest city in the state. Greenfield High School students are the Green Wave, and one of those Green Wave graduates is the magician Penn Jillette. Greenfield operates the Poet Seat School, an alternative middle and high school for special needs students. Rocky Mountain Park features Poet Seat Tower. It's a 1912 sandstone observation tower named for the site's attraction to poets. They've also created the Massachusetts Virtual Academy and the Four Rivers Charter Public School. The Greenfield Energy Park is the site of the former train station and is the headquarters of the Northeast Sustainable Energy Association. The town is pursuing cutting-edge technology like siting New England's largest solar panel farm. A community that's nearly 250 years old, it's our Town of the Week, Greenfield, Massachusetts.
Did you mention famous people?
Like Penn Jillette?
Yeah, that's one, I guess.
That's
but I mean, historically, like movers and shakers.
There weren't any movers and shakers that we would recognize.
Did you look for movers and shakers, Jim?
Well, they gave me a whole list, but I didn't recognize their names.
And I usually get a newspaper.
I was looking in here to see if I've got something for you.
Yeah, well, it's a little late now, isn't it?
It is.
But usually I get the local newspaper.
Yeah.
And just
I printed off a few things from the online version, but...
Yeah. Left it at home?
Left it at the station.
Oh, okay. You want to run back there real quick? And
I could.
Or we could go on. Right now, we're calling randomly, or actually Lyle is, to Greenburg, Massachusetts, Greenfield, Massachusetts.
Green River, when you first, I thought the Green River Strangler, but that's something different. It's Greenfield.
You know when you pipe in, have something to say.
Mike, there is one thing that is very unusual about the town.
Yes, Jim. Back to
they
Jim.
They have a optical illusion known as a gravity hill.
Got that here, too.
Got that on Shelburne Road. Yeah. While facing the town, immediately after the Route 2 bridge, from under the overpass, the road appears to rise slightly to a crest a few hundred feet away. The illusion is slight but convincing. A car in neutral at the bottom of the rise will appear to crawl uphill. Very unusual.
Especially if you've been drinking on the ride
you've been
there.
Drinking, why, it's been crazy.
Even more pronounced. We have someone? Yes, we do. Elaine Anderson from Greenfield, Massachusetts. So maybe fill us in a little more on the background of Greenfield. Elaine, are you there?
She's here and her husband's here also.
Okay. You would be the husband?
I would be.
Okay.
The one.
What? Your name, sir?
Ross Anderson.
Ross?
Yes.
How are you, Ross? Good. Are you in the same, are you next door, or where are you right now?
We're in the same room.
In the same room?
We're on a speakerphone.
Couldn't tell that. could I get one of you on the actual phone? It might be a little easier in terms of hearing you.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay.
Go ahead and shut up.
Yeah, shut up for a minute, she says.
Okay,
obviously married. Did you get him to shut up, Elaine?
I did. It's off.
He's always butting in on everything, isn't he?
He was. I was noticing.
Yeah, that Ross. He tries to take over everything. You get a call from a radio station, and Ross has got to be on the speakerphone.
He likes his voice.
He likes his voice.
Yeah.
And a good voice it is, too. How are you, Elaine? Greenfield, Massachusetts is our Town of the Week.
Thank you.
And did you happen to hear a Jim Packard's description of your fair
city? I did. And actually, it's quite accurate. It's very good.
Did he leave out something key?
I don't think so. It is a lovely. We do live in the valley, and it is lovely out here.
Yeah. Did you know Penn Jillette or the family?
In fact, I did.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, he was down the street from me, and when we moved to another section of Greenfield, he actually lived on a street close to us. So
Was he like that even back then?
Yes, I think he was.
He's an unusual gentleman.
He is. He's got an unusual sense of humor. He's a big man also.
Yeah, he's hilarious. Did he do magic around town and all that kind of thing? Or?
You know what? I don't remember him doing that locally.
No.
But he must have, because I think that's where he got his footings, really, was here.
Yeah. Are there other famous people from Greenfield or from the area that...
About. You know, I was thinking as you were going through that, and I really, I don't know of anybody.
Oh, okay.
That's come from here.
I thought you had something there for a minute, and I was getting kind of excited. If we were coming to Greenfield, just to check out the lay of the land and so forth, where would you take us, Elaine?
I would take you into the countryside. I would take you along the river. We have biking is really big out here. Trail biking. The state has put in a road that connects towns.
Mm-hmm.
And canoeing is big here.
Canoeing.
Kayaking. We have a lot of summer outdoor activity, and in the winter there is a lot of skiing, but it's out of town. We don't have skiing in town.
So everybody's like really healthy in Greenfield and.
Pretty much, yes.
Mostly vegans?
We have a lot of them.
A lot of them? 9 out of 10, would you say?
No, I wouldn't say it's that high. Young people. I would say it's a younger population.
A lot of grazing on fruits and nuts? And
yes.
Foraging, that sort of thing?
Yes.
Okay, so a lot of alternative energy, too. Do you have a wind farm out there? Or do you get solar?
I don't think we have wind farms yet, but we are very alternative, and that's what makes it so charming out here.
Yeah.
We're very close to Northampton, Mass., which is also alternative. So it is nice.
Did it attract alternative people, or the people there for some reason just turned out to be alternative?
I see people who really like country living come here. Our neighboring towns really are a strong draw for people from the city. They come up for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say probably yes, really. Generally speaking,
is there a summer celebration in Greenfield?
We have dinners on the common actually that are free, and we have a dinner in Shelburne Falls that spans their bridge that connects two little towns, and that's pretty spectacular. So yes, they do have summer, and our 4th of July is big here, and the Energy Park has really done a wonderful job in bringing the community together.
Yeah, you have dinners on the bridge. Is that what you said?
Yes, and the dinner, that would be in Shelburne Falls, which is another town, but we have a dinner around the common in our town, in Greenfield.
And that's all free?
Yep. It's very nice.
Unlike the Clinton wedding, I might say.
I know. You're interrupting my time. I'm getting ready to go.
You don't have an extra ticket there, do you?
No. Probably not.
Yeah. And a little spots. Now, if someone came to town, tourists obviously do, quite a few people, but there's one or two spots that tourists wouldn't know about, that only insiders would know about, such as
our swimming pool is quite a nice thing. It's the river, and it's been dammed up. That's a nice spot to see.
They dammed up the river.
They dammed it up and made it a swimming hole. And nice. And our
so it's not a river anymore. It's a...
Well, a river runs through it. Does that work?
Very good. I'm really glad we shut Ross up, you know, because you're much...
I'll tell him.
Yeah. No, don't tell him that. He hears that enough, I'm sure. Yeah. So you swim in the dammed up river there.
Well, I used to.
Well, I'll be darned.
Child, it's very nice.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. Well, Elaine, thank you so much for speaking to us. We have a little something for you for being so kind.
Elaine, we're going to send you the pride of the Badger State and a delicious selection of organically crafted traditional and specialty cheeses from Southwest Wisconsin Cedar Grove Cheese, and we hope you enjoy that.
Thank you. Elaine Anderson, Rotonda Week, Greenfield, Massachusetts.